views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives. You can find us at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com and transformationradio.fm. So these energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And so it is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses, shifting challenges into possibilities. And we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, my guest is Cindy Lee Yelland, and Cindy Lee has overcome various physical challenges to inspire others to unleash the goddess within through the Sisterhood of Belly Dance. One of the troops, the Loose Hip Sisters, meets once a week to encourage women and some brave men to dance to the music in their souls. After having surgery to have her entire spine fused at the age of 13 and being told she would be in a wheelchair by the time she hit her 30s, she surprised everyone with her determination to conquer many obstacles and prove them all wrong. Cindy dances as the angel on the loose with her 8 feet tall wings throughout Western Canada, and she also has an extensive background in counseling women with abuse, addiction, and incarceration issues, as well as her training in crystals, feng shui, and psychic readings. She is now taking flight with the dragons as the first dragon seer from the Tales from the Vector deck. Are you there, Cindy? Or did the dragons eat you?
I sure am. No, I'm here.
Good. You never want to insult a dragon. Why?
Because you are crunchy and taste good with ketchup.
So you and I decided that today the card that we're going to pick is Reckless Abandon. And Reckless Abandon is the seventh card in the deck. And it you can go to www.tales.com to take a look at her. It's spelled W-R-E-C-K, Reckless Abandon. And, you know, this is our declutter card. And so
this
you
is
and
my
I
favorite
you
know, feng shui card.
Yes. And so you and I were saying, you know, because we have the seminar coming up, or I am teaching another call to dance seminar, and that will be this coming weekend on the 30th of September, October 1st. This is a layer 2, so there is a prerequisite that you have to have your layer 1 before you can go for the layer 2. We have quite a few, almost everybody that took the layer 1 has returned, like, and except for the ones that couldn't. And it, you know, we had so much fun teaching our second layer 1 this last weekend. And what came up is a lot of issues around clutter. And so yes. Cindy is giving about a 1 hour talk on feng shui, how to use the dragon cards as part of the layer 1 course. And so Cindy, you know, tell us a little bit, because this is our clutter card. And then I just want to give you a chance to talk about that a little bit before the break. And then we have a caller that will take her call right after the first break here. So okay. Tell us about what you discovered.
The decluttering card is my favorite card, of course, when it comes to feng shui, because this dragoness will help you to manifest anything you want in your life, first of all, by helping you to clear the clutter in any area that needs be. Most people don't know, but clutter is stuck energy. So clutter is basically the accumulation of all the things that no longer hold value in your life. So it's really important.
And, you know, something that you discussed, you discussed at the seminar, that clutter that is neatly packaged and organized. What about that?
Yes. Well, you can take all your clutter and you can put it into a bin and you can stack it nicely and you can label it, but it's still clutter. And it's still holding you back and it's still stagnant energy.
And so why, Cindy,
in your life?
Why is it that if we have clutter in our homes, that it, or in our offices, I guess, you know, as well, what does that do in your experience, feng shui-wise?
It stops you from manifesting the things you like. And if you have a cluttered home, cluttered office, cluttered room, then you have a cluttered mind, because what is inside is outside as well. So it's important that people understand that cleaning, the goal here is to clean all the clutter out of your surroundings to help you unclutter what's inside, your emotions, your the essence of your being. So it's actually all connected. A lot of people don't understand that. They think cleaning out their closet is just cleaning out their closet, but it actually isn't.
Well, you know, I talk quite a bit about the physical environment, and that's kind of, you know, your physical environment is the city you live in, you know, or the town or wherever you live, the province, then the, if you're in Canada, in the state you live in, the country you live in, you know, which part of the world you live in. Your physical environment is also your home, your yard, your where you work, and all of the, and especially for children, like for school, that's part of their physical environment. And when there's a big difference between one physical environment to the other, like if you are at work, you're really neat and because you have to be, and then when you come home, it's really messy. That you'll notice the difference in how you're in the efficiency of the time that it takes you to accomplish tasks. And so I always say, like, people ask me, you know, what's my purpose? And your purpose is to be the best version of yourself. And so if you do everything throughout your day with purpose, you are in your purpose, and it's a lot easier when you don't have the clutter. And a lot of people really at the Layer One seminar, both times, you know, we've had two of them now, the Call to Dance seminars, they were just astounded by this information. And
a lot of people, you say it and they know it, but they don't actually practice it. They don't understand that by creating the correct balance in your living, when you create balance in your living environment, you create an inner peace and improve the flow of energy in your daily life. A lot of people, they say, yeah, but they don't really get that.
And so, you know, clutter can come in the form of like a gift that you were given, you know, that you maybe didn't really want to keep, or you wouldn't have gone out and purchased yourself. It can come in many forms. We'll talk a little bit more about that after the break. But we'll first take that call. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Cindy Lee Yelland, Dragon Sayer. 1-800-902-819. Call in if you would like some shifts, and we'll be right back to make shift happen.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan, and my guest today is Cindy Lee Yelland. Cindy, before we continue, will you just share your contact information with everyone?
Okay, my contact information is info@angelontheloose.com, and angelontheloose.com is my website if anybody wants to take a boo at that.
Awesome. And you know, the reason I called the seminars Call to Dance is because I felt a calling to share the information in this way. And, you know, I love that our manuals, our official manuals, are coloring books, kind of like those anatomy coloring books. And it was so much fun because if the left brain gets satisfied by doodling or someone coloring like that, then people were a lot more relaxed. There was a lot of intense energy moving at the seminar, as usual. And so when we are at the seminar, we like to address whoever attends the seminar, I'm keeping it at a smaller event, capping it at 24 people, because I want to ensure that everybody has their issues addressed, that they came to everybody comes with a goal. And I just love how everybody starts working together right away. And then you gave your amazing feng shui talk, and it was so much fun doing that. But I just wanted to take this caller who's been patiently waiting. Do we have the caller, Brian?
Yes, we do. We have Mirka from jolly old England. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Mirka. How are you doing?
Hi, Colette. Well, hi. I'm just calling because I also got a question for Cindy, by the way, eventually. But about the clutter, I've been decluttering my emails today, so hopefully that should help. But I'm in a bit of a situation because I've had a very very big infection on my kidney. And I haven't been working for 2 weeks. I've been in hospital. I've just come out. And the day I finally was coming out of hospital, on that very morning, my mother-in-law called me and looking for my husband. And she said, he's asked us to help with the mortgage and we're not going to do it. And you have to sell your house and you have to, you know, and she just completely wiped me out. And then when I came home, I then realized that my bank account was right down in the red, couldn't pay, you know, the mortgage. I've just about managed. I can't go back to work for another week. I'm completely floored.
Okay, so just take a deep breath.
I just feel really floored.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not even going to ask you on a scale of 0 to 10 because you're off the Richter scale here. And so just tuning into this energy, first and foremost, take a deep breath again. There's a lot of energy around this that is external forces that are not of really related to you, actually. So we're just going to strengthen you to those. Oh. Cindy, when you get in touch with this energy, what are you feeling here?
I'm feeling like almost a panic mode. And I'm doing the same as you, just kind of correcting that off, trying to alleviate a little bit of that. But yeah, she's in total panic mode here.
Okay, so first and foremost, the kidney. How is your kidney?
Well, the kidney hasn't got better. They gave me the first of all the medication that didn't work the first time. I've only just realized, but. I think I'm going to need a bit. I've asked for another antibiotic now, and I'm also taking some homeopathic remedies. But it hasn't gone.
Okay, so what we want to do here is I want to correct you on a non-physical level. You know, I'm not a doctor. And so I'm correcting what's coming up on the non-physical level. The kidneys is the chi. You know, the chi is the flow of energy, or the ka is what the Egyptians call it. That comes from your father.
It's also
his kidneys.
My bladder now because it went
and
down.
And so this is actually coming up. Can you repeat that, please?
The infection went down towards my bladder, so from the kidney, it's kind of retreated a bit, and
okay,
it's more focused.
This is what's coming up. I'm picking up energy right now that you have some residual anger from your father. When women get angry with men, it's not just you're angry with a few men here. We don't have to name them all. but you've got a couple there that you're angry with. Actually, three or four.
Yeah.
And so we're going to strengthen you to let go of this anger. Quite often when women get bladder infections, it's due to the anger. We become very acidic when we are in a state of anger. And so we want to just strengthen that for you, 100% infinite potential to let go of, release this anger through your bladder without it being painful. That's what's coming up. And right there, I could feel like, do you feel a shift in the number yet? Like, I know you're at a 10 to start. Do you perceive any shift right now?
Yeah, a bit less panicky.
Yeah. So take another deep breath. Okay, so your kidneys are intimately connected to your ovaries. And also, and that's kind of for you coming up, that, you know, your ability to seed life, your ability to plant seeds and make them grow.
Oh.
And so we're not talking a lot of times. Yeah. This is coming up from your sacral chakra. This is where you create and you manifest from and you have money. Okay, so what's coming up here is... We want to shift you energetically to the panic that you're feeling. I'm getting is actually coming from your in-law, your mother-in-law, and she's panicking because if you're in the hospital, then she's going to have to look after everyone. So we're just going to clear all that between you and her, and just get you strong to her energy and her back to yours, and we're just going to strengthen. For you to be able to go to your spine right now and just delete any accumulations, associations, residuals, and remnants of information of angry situations that you've had with your in-laws. And we're just going to strengthen you to delete.
Not.
And so rather than gathering more, just it's coming up just when you need them the most, they fail you.
Mm.
And so we're just going to strengthen you to all your failures and your successes. And we're also going to strengthen you to reckon. The other thing that the kidneys are intimately connected to is the eyes. And we're going to strengthen you to see it. It's kind of like you don't want to look at the bottom line and you don't want to look at the details of your bank account. And you don't want to. So we want to strengthen you to let go of the dread of looking at the bottom line. Okay, and we're just going to strengthen all of that. And then we're going to strengthen you to all of your relationships that you have throughout and get strong to that. Now, get in touch with, right now, the number. Yeah. What number are you at when you think about your situation?
I think it's gone down to, I think it's 6.
Okay, so what was the question that you had for Cindy regarding declutter?
Oh, well, for Cindy was a small thing. I have a money toad, the Chinese feng shui things that you put the penny inside the mouth. In fact, the money the money had fallen. So I put it back in now, but I'm never sure if it has to face the entrance door or if it, because I have a little bit like of a hallway, or if it has to face the actual house inside by the stairs.
Okay, so Mirka, if you wouldn't mind holding on through the break, I'm going to work on you a little bit more energetically with Cindy, and then Cindy will answer that question when we come back. But yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it, that the money fell out of the mouth and now all this is going on. So we will address that. We'll address that when we come back from this short break, and we'll talk about that. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S from the Vector.com, for energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. And also, you can reach me on Facebook and all other social media, Twitter, etc., at The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And I have Cindy Lee Yelland here with me today, as well as Mirka. And Mirka, we've been shifting energy for you through the break here. And what was coming up is reconnecting you to source energy, being back in the flow, deleting all the experiences that you've had with when you've been in a situation where you feel you thought someone was going to help when you were helpless. And now that word help weakens a lot of people. We're going to strengthen instead that you are empowered again, back in the flow, taking life in fully through your breath. And I just wanted to check in with you what number you're at so we have an idea. And then Cindy's going to explain your feng shui question. So how are you feeling now, Mirka?
I felt it go down during the break to 4, literally 4, 3, 2, 1. And I think now it's probably down to a 0.
Okay, good.
So thank you
this
so
was
much
a lot. And so we're just going to strengthen you. You're not going to suppress this, but I want to point something out to you. The most important thing here right now is that you breathe. and you take life in fully.
Okay.
You're strong, you're healthy, you're going to overcome this. And Cindy, tell us about that darn Chinese, what is it?
The frog, the monkey frog. Well, he's sitting on piles of coins and he has the coin in his mouth, right? Is that the one?
Yes, I mean, he's not sitting on many coins, only one. But he's got one in his mouth as well. And yes, I mean, yeah,
one's
got a
bit
of coin.
But he has a coin in his mouth? The frog has a coin in his mouth?
Yeah.
Yes.
He has.
And so what happens is, if the coin fell out of his mouth, that means that the money situation isn't as good as you would like it to be?
Uh-huh.
And the best thing to do is glue that coin back in to his mouth, and I would put him, it doesn't really matter which way he faces, but you want to make sure he's in the proper gua of your house. So are you familiar with a bagua map at all?
Ages ago, I did the bagua, but vaguely.
Okay, so okay, I've got a suggestion,
Cindy.
Where
you want to put him? What's that?
I have a suggestion. Can we just ask... where is the financial gua? It's in on the map, and then we'll figure out what room she should have.
The most left-hand corner of your house, from where you walk in, from where you enter your home, the furthermost left-hand corner. What room is that in?
That would be my washroom.
Are you talking about your laundry room or your bathroom?
Yeah, laundry room. Sorry, yes. So you said the leftmost, furthest corner,
that's fine. Well, that's where you want to put that little frog, is in your financial gua.
Is it?
That would be your laundry room.
Oh, and facing what?
Make sure that room is clean and tidy.
Did you hear what Cindy said? Make sure that room is clean and tidy and not cluttered, right,
Cindy? It will be my play.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll give you a few tips.
I've been cleaning since I've come back home anyway.
Financial gua, and I put a little red mat and little red towels on it, because red is a very good, strong financial color for attracting wealth.
What about the fact that she's got water happening in there and it's going down the drain? How do you counteract that, Cindy?
You want to make sure that your washer lid is closed when you're not using it. And if you have a sink in there, like a lot of laundry rooms do, you want to make sure that you put the plug in the sink when you're not using it, so that your money isn't draining out.
Okay.
How does that feel to you,
Mirka? Basically, I mean, I've never ever, you know, put it there. I've always had it by the front door, but that's why it's been on my mind always to ask. And so basically, if I glue the money back in, put it on a red thing, and is it face? Mm-hmm. Does it matter which way the mouth is facing?
No. No, I find it doesn't. What I tell people to do is use your intuition. When you're placing any object in feng shui, the most important thing is that it feels good where you put it. And the second most important thing is you want to tell that object what its job is. You want to place it with an intention.
Okay.
I'm placing this frog in my laundry room, in my financial gua, to help me with my finances.
How does that feel, Mirka?
Yeah, absolutely great. I will do that right now. I will. And
your intuition is working great, because it didn't feel good when you had it before. So that means you have to move it to where it feels good intuitively.
Yeah. And then I can actually, definitely. So that's brilliant. Yeah, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, and this... Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. And we're glad you're feeling better.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful. Thank you both. Thank you.
Okay. Lots of love to you.
And to you, so, Colette, Cindy, thank this is... you. And thank you, Cindy.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So, Cindy, like, this is, like, really interesting, isn't it? This frog.
Because a lot of people, they, especially in feng shui, they, well, this is supposed to go here, but it doesn't feel good. You need to, if something does not feel good, the whole idea of feng shui is to have your living environment so it feels good.
And, you know, we talk about, when you're talking about feng shui and talking about cures, explain what you mean when people talk about feng shui. What do they mean by cures?
Well, there isn't, in my mind anyway, and it's been my experience, that there's no bad energy spot that you can't cure. And you can use, there's lots of traditional cures, like mirrors and plants and crystals, or dragon cards. Dragon cards are great cures. Like the card that we picked today, Reckless Abandon, she's the clutter card. Well, she can go in any area of your house, because wherever there's clutter and stuck energy, people may want to check that with their life. If you look at your house, the most cluttered area of your house is going to probably be the most cluttered area of your life. So say it's your love and relationship, then you may be having problems in your love and relationship if that's the most cluttered area.
Oh, so what you're saying is that when someone walks into, like if you were to walk into someone's house and you have the Bagua map, which is what you teach in, you're going to do a more advanced talk about that at this seminar coming up this weekend. But yeah, in last week's seminar, we were talking about the Bagua map and showing people how to use it. And, you know, Cindy is, when we explained that, many people at the seminar were going, oh, no. So what you're basically saying is that when you take the Bagua map, that you can actually tell if someone has a lot of clutter in a certain part of their house, that would be the area that they are having the most problems with.
Absolutely, because what clutter means emotionally, the person who clutters needs nurturing and support. So if you compare the area of your home that is the most cluttered with the corresponding gua of your Bagua map, you'll be able to shine some light on which issues in your life you need to pay attention to. And I over and over and over again, when I ask people, like you were there at this seminar, oh, gee, which area is the most cluttered? Oh, coincidentally, oh, that's the area I'm having problems with.
Yeah, and the thing that I love about the energy correcting cards, like from the tales, is that those cards are all, they're infused with crystal energy and with all these other energies that we're talking about. And so each of those cards has their own specialty. And so, you know, because if you're, know how, it just explain this, like people's homes or their businesses, mm-hmm. It's very rare for them to be perfectly feng shui, you know, like perfectly designed for the map, unless people built it knowing this, right?
Exactly.
So,
exactly, but you can. There's a lot of little things you can do to what I like to say, to tweak the energy in your house or your business. I mean, if your business is not doing as well financially as you'd like it, you can tweak that financial gua a little bit. If you're finding in your home you're having problems with your love life, or it's not what you want, you're not getting a loving relationship. Maybe you date a lot, but you're not getting the loving relationship you want. Looking at your environment can tell a lot about what's going on with you emotionally as well. So it's not just about seeing the cure there. Why does that place there, and how do we fix
that? There we go. Cindy, we have to take a quick break here, but when we come back, what we'll do is we'll get you to share different ways that we could maybe use the cards just to tweak maybe the nine areas, the Bagua map, just so people know.
Okay.
This is Paulette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Cindy Lee Yelland on, and we are talking about feng shui with the dragons. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WPLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And my guest today is Cindy Lee Yelland, dragon sayer and feng shui champion. So, Cindy, you and I are going to be at the Holistic Fair again in Kelowna, and that will be on, I believe it's October the 19th, October the 15th, this coming Sunday. Sunday, October 15th, sorry. And that is from 11 till 4 in the afternoon. And we will be there doing dragon readings. And we also have the Shift Happens live talk event. You can come to that from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock this coming Friday, September 29th, from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And that is in Kelowna, British Columbia, home of Ogopogo Dragon, and that's at the Holiday
Water Dragon.
The Water Dragon, and that's at the Holiday Inn Express Conference Center at 2429 Highway 97 North, Kelowna, BC. So I just wanted to say, we were talking before the break here, or during the break, that we will now explain a little bit more about that map and maybe what something simple people could do just in the last 10 minutes here.
Okay, well, basically you have your basic Bagua map, which has a wealth and prosperity area, a fame and reputation area, a love and relationship area, helpful people and travel area. It has basically nine different areas if you want to include the center. And so what I like to do when I use the dragon cards is there are actual cards for each area. So, I mean, you can use plants and mirrors, and there's a lot of traditional feng shui cures you can use. But I've been kind of practicing and playing with the dragon cards, and basically I've come up with there's a card for each area. So with nine cards, you can go in and basically feng shui your whole house or office or room.
And you don't have to put them in clear sight of everybody, do you?
Oh, no. Like, if you can put them in behind a photo, like a picture on your wall. You can put them in with your, if you have your, like, in a perfect world, you would have your financial papers in your financial gua, and you can tuck the manifestor, which is the wealth and prosperity dragon, into your financial papers. You can put, like, when you first walk in, if you use your Bago map, when you first walk in, where you're standing to your immediate right in that corner would be your helpful people and travel gua. So you could put number 5, which would be safe travels, dragon card, in that area.
Cool. And then what's another area of the home that's so simple? If by putting that card there, you're saying that we would attract more.
Yes, you'd attract more helpful people. And if you really want to travel, that would be, you know, things are going to happen. If you put, you can also use the safe travel card. You can put it in your vehicle to protect you against accidents and to make sure you're at the right place at the right time. It's an energy thing as well. Your love and relationship corner. We have number 18, which is unfettered, which is also our heart chakra card.
I love unfettered. That's the one that's on the advertisement.
That is beautiful energy. Unfettered's in my underwear drawer, along with the big red dragon, the sexuality dragon. You can put them. You can basically feng shui if you have like to give you an example, my bedroom when I walk in my house is also in my relationship gua. So I can put unfettered, which is the heart card, in my love and relationship corner of my house and in my love and relationship corner of my room that's in the love and relationship corner. So it's like double feng shuied.
Is it working?
It's totally working.
So in the financial gua, like for someone like Mirka, who just called in, what else can what card would she put there?
She would put the manifestor. That's number 16. And he is our wealth and prosperity card.
So and I
she
also
put him in anywhere in that laundry room of hers. She can put that card, and that would really help with the energy in that.
And also I'm getting another good card to put in the financial gua would be the integrity card.
Yes.
Having a strong, yes. The integrity card is card number 10. And that's the card, it's not just integrity of, you know, like the physical body or integrity, but also integrity of the physical body. Because in anything, even in whether it be the physical body or it be your finances, it's always important to have a strong foundation and, you know, build up from that. So we're just going to strengthen that.
Isn't that the structure card, the body structure card as well?
Yes. Yeah. See, a lot of these cards do both or do several tasks at once. So what about, say, what's another one of the guas?
Okay, so another one of the guas would be your health. Your health card is huge, and that's number 1, which is raw. And okay, when you first walk in the door to your immediate left, that is your knowledge and self-cultivation gua. And then just up from that, going straight ahead, would be your health and family gua. So if you have any health issues, you put Ra there, but Ra is always, I like to tell people, Ra is your energy booster dragon. I like to call him the wild card. So he can boost any of the other cards or any area where you need an extra bit of energy.
For the health,
him in my purse.
Yeah, and for the health card, also another good one to put with Ra would be homeostasis, which is the expression card. It's that blue dragonfly. And that is like, that card is about homeostasis. Homeostasis is when your body returns to perfect order. And so we want to, we could also use that. And I'm also throwing that out because for anyone else who's feeling a little bit run down right now, it's a lot of the people that I'm doing sessions with, a lot of people at the seminar this last weekend are saying that they feel exhausted right now. They feel overwhelmed and exhausted and drained. Why? What would be a good card for that, Cindy? Like the energy boost?
I would say what I use is I use Ra. I use number one. I carry them in my purse.
Just and I'm also getting
a little
flow.
Bit of extra energy boost.
Yeah, and flow would be another one, like for that we could say could be used in health and also in finances and love, like getting in the flow, so that you're in the flow of life.
And she's number, are you talking about the generator?
Generator, yes.
Yeah. Well,
she's just coming up here.
On the Bagua map, she's number two, and on the Bagua map, she's the center. She's your earth center.
Well,
that,
you know,
that's about being flowing with life, right? You can't.
Yeah, and
that
that's the perfect. That's the perfect way to, because we, if you can imagine, we've already run out of time. So you have about about 1 minute. What would you like to say about to wind this up, Cindy?
Well, I think the main thing whenever you're placing any kind of feng shui cure. I've had good luck with the dragons here. I've been doing this for about a year now, is to make sure that when you, as I said, make sure that it has to feel good, so use your intuition, and make sure you place these cards with an intention.
There we go. So,
and tell them their job.
I want to thank you and Brian and Mirka for calling in and everybody listening in. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And as I said, you can find Cindy and I at the Shift Happens event from 7 to 9 at the Holiday Inn Express on Friday night. And we will be going out dancing after, right, Cindy?
That's right.
All right. It wouldn't
Nothing
be a call
lines up your chakras like
didn't.
Dancing.
There we go. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.